Hello, this is Everyday English. We welcome you once again to the program. In our previous lesson, we discussed material objects in the real world and how these feature in the count-non-count distinction in the grammar and usage of English. We spent some time on two real world objects and materials and how these are reflected in the grammar. The words were
wood and stone.
There are a number of nouns like stone and wood that refer to material objects and are used only as non-count nouns. Of course, they can be interpreted as count. And when this happens to be the case, then we interpret them as such.
And it was noted that the expressions a piece of and pieces of were very useful in the expression of such ideas.
A piece of wood. Pieces of wood.
A piece of stone. Several pieces of stone.
There are a number of nouns in English that refer to material things in the real world. As such, they do not have singular and plural forms because they are interpreted in the grammar as non-count nouns.
In other words, non-count nouns in the grammar.
Yes.
The word paper is one, I believe.
Yes. Paper can refer to a certain type of material which is distinguished by its nature.
Manufactured from wood or pulp, presumably.
And from which a number of things can be made or manufactured.
That's it. Paper in this sense is a mass, unindividuated object. It refers to a general object, not a specific object which comes from the material mass. In this general or generic sense, the noun paper is non-count. For example,
I need paper to write on.
The company manufactures paper.
My father's company has just ordered paper to manufacture toilet rolls and tissue paper with.
In all the examples you've just heard, the noun paper refers to material. As such, it is non-count. It has no plural form. Thus, the following sentences would be considered wrong.
I need a paper to write on.
I need two papers to write on.
The company manufactures papers.
My father's company has ordered several papers to manufacture toilet rolls and tissue paper with.
All such sentences and similar ones are to be rejected. Paper, of course, can be used as a count noun. But when used as such, it has a different meaning. We shall look at some of these meanings in future. Nouns in the category of material include
glass, cotton, wool,
iron, rubber, ice.
We shall return to some of these in a future program. I should add that many abstract nouns are used in a non-count sense. They include
kindness, darkness,
luck, humor,
wisdom,
stupidity, foolishness.
Note that these are not material nouns. They are abstract nouns. They refer to things that cannot be touched or seen or smelt or weighed. We do not normally meet nouns like
darknesses, wisdoms, lux.
Or one darkness, several wisdoms, two lux. Now, I would like to introduce a few complications. There are a number of apparently uncountable nouns which can be used in a countable sense with different meanings. One such word is tin.
T-I-N.
This refers to material in many instances of its use. It is a metal. For example, we say
tin used to be mined in that country.
The minister reported that tin had been discovered in large quantities in the Edukru Valley.
In these sentences, tin refers to material and is used in a non-count sense. But now listen to this.
We have only 2 tins of milk in the house.
2 tins. 2 containers of milk. Tin here refers to an object manufactured out of the metal or material called tin. We have noted that the word paper refers to material when used in a non-count sense. This claim has been amply illustrated. But the noun can be used in a count sense too. First, to refer to a newspaper. For example,
I bought a paper for you on my way back.
I bought a paper for you on my way back. That is, I bought a newspaper for you on my way back.
These are papers you can't get after 9 a.m.
These are papers you can't get after 9 a.m. That is, these are newspapers you can't get after 9. The word paper is also used in a count sense to refer to a written presentation at a conference or a piece of academic research which has been published in a journal. For example,
several papers were read at the conference. One such paper was on the environment.
Several papers, one such paper. I think we've done enough for the day. Thank you, listeners, for your attention. Have a good day and cheers.